Kevin Harlan here. Tomorrow night, 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tomorrow only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on today's show, fan mail plus Suki Suki, Tom Hates Candles, and Bert Kreischer. You'll hear all that coming up next.
Hi, Jess Hooker here.
And I'm Chick McGee. Remember the Off the Air podcast?
I do.
We're back.
What?
That's right. It's on the Bob and Tom VIP section of the Bob and Tom, BobandTom.com.
Yeah.
Just hook yourself up with the VIP and wham, there you've got video of the show in the morning. You've got all the Bob and Tom 24/7 goodies and you get the Off the Air podcast.
Yeah. And you can sign up monthly or you can sign up yearly and save money.
Try it out. And then, of course, you're going to sign up you and your friends for the rest of your life. So do it now.
Yeah. Gift it.
Announcing the remastered release of the entire catalog from The Beatles. If you are one of the doubting McGees who think only pathetic Beatles audiophiles can hear the difference between these remasters and what you own now, think again. Here's the remastered version of Hey Jude.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad.
Here's the original.
Hey Jude.
The remastered classic, Yesterday.
Yesterday.
See how clean it is?
Oh, yeah.
It's nice.
All my troubles seem so far away.
And the original.
Yesterday. All my troubles seem so far away.
How can you not afford to spend $1,000 to upgrade your Beatles catalog? Yeah.
Until I got the Beatles remastered box sets, I always thought Revolution No. 9 from the White Album was just a bunch of random drug-induced noise.
The Beatles remastered box sets. Because all you need is love. And more Beatles CDs. The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
Once again, our spread out on our big room.
Spread out.
Yeah.
Spread
three,
out.
Three Stooges style. That's Chick, that's Josh, I'm Tom, that's Ace Cosby, our engineer, behind the glass over there. It's Dean behind the glass over there in the hockey penalty box. It's Mr. Pat Godwin.
A lot of stuff going on back here.
Formerly known, obviously, of course, as the Boom Boom Room, and prior to that, of course, the Nuremberg Room.
There it is again. There we go.
A lot of nice things in Nuremberg. Well known for Christy Lee, look at her right there. She's in the Navy Federal Credit Union newsroom. As you can see, that's the home of course, the teletype. What you got coming? You got some good news coming, Christy?
Sure, of course,
okay,
I do.
Okay, good. Those were the days.
I resorted to cleaning patio furniture yesterday. Anybody else?
I made a gigantic bonfire.
Yeah. But can I bring some sticks to you that you could burn?
I had plenty. Made a nice bonfire. The girls made s'mores.
Aw, that's sweet.
One of them.
And they're not s'mores.
They're s'mores.
Okay, s'mores.
How can he make that sound pretentious? Will you help me, please?
My 4-year-old.
Well,
though,
we made some more.
After going to all this effort, my 4-year-old, she's got the tray in front of her with the chocolate, the graham cracker, and the marshmallow. I look over, and she's already eaten all the chocolate. She's tearing into the marshmallow. And, sweetie, don't you want to put it over the fire? No. Okay. So I made a giant fire. We cooked exactly one marshmallow. But it gave me something to do with all those sticks.
There you go. See? I wish I had a backyard pit. Okay.
I have the most chilling email in the history of the show.
Uh-oh.
Dear Bob and Tom, has anyone ever noticed that Tom sounds just like Dick Mango? I think we need a little Dick Mango in this trying time. How about a little Dick?
Wow. I know something. We could probably get Dick in here maybe Monday or Tuesday.
Okay.
I know him. I can call him.
Really? Yeah.
Singing about the virus, baby.
Oh, there you
we'll
go.
Certainly look. Maybe we could do a little Dick Mango
medley.
Medley. Yes, sirree. Yep. That sounds
there
good.
There you go.
And I guess we have some stuff in the world of sports. And also coming up, I forgot to mention this.
Not a lot, but some.
Our good friend, the great comedian Roy Wood Jr.
Oh, I love him.
Roy was featured on our first Comedy Central special, Bob and Tom special. And
our dub.
Gone on to great things.
Oh, yes.
So we'll find out how he's quarantining and how that's going and where he is and what he's up to. Now, Mr. McGee over at the Sports Desk, what's happening?
The New England Patriots private team plane returned to Boston from China, carrying more than 1 million masks critical to healthcare providers fighting to control the spread of the virus. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker. Boy, that's an electable name, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Vote Charlie Baker. Vote Charlie Baker. Others, yeah. Charlie Baker. Secured the N95 masks, had no way of getting them back to the United States. That's when team owner Robert Kraft stepped up, hoping to have people forget about his
his last incident involving last Asian incident. Things.
You know, nice angle. They had no way of getting them back to the United States, and the Boeing, which I always thought was Boeing 767.
That's the noise he made in the massage parlor.
Painted in the team's color.
When Suck Sue came out. Boing. Suck Sue.
I'm sorry. What was her name?
Suki.
Oh, it's pronounced Suk? I'm so sorry.
That's a great song, that Steppenwolf. That's a great song.
Suki.
Sue. Come and hang down, baby.
What is that song called?
Sookie.
Okay, good.
I think it might be Sookie, actually.
Okay.
Let it hang out down.
That is a great song.
That's dead on.
You don't hear that song
dead on,
much.
No, you
don't.
You don't. That was my Blacklight poster days.
Yeah. Everybody work out. Here it comes.
That's rather aggressive. Isn't
get away with that.
I don't know.
It's not a Steppenwolf kind of wall. Yeah.
You know, this is going to be weird, but it actually happened. You remember the fight I got into with John Kay?
Got into a fight with John Kay?
Yes, sir. He was here for a live day. Remember?
Yeah, he was great.
I don't remember that.
I was joking with him, and he thought I was serious. And then he was joking with me, and I thought he was serious. It was wild. I forget what we're arguing about.
I think you said something like, "How blind? You're legally blind. How come you didn't walk into the wall?" Something
oh,
about
that's right. Because he has sunglasses all the time.
But he has severe vision issues. And
yeah, that's not my problem.
Seriously, isn't this the most aggressive, non-sexual,
I had no
violent
idea what it meant at the time, but it was
I
fun
still
song.
Don't know
I don't know.
What
I don't either,
now.
But it
like
sounds
normal,
dirty.
Yeah, it sounds like really yes, it sounds dirty. Like he's got a gun to the head of some unwilling.
Oh my God,
I don't think it's that
there.
Violent.
I don't know about that.
That really escalated.
It says more about you than it does.
Joe.
I don't think so. I think I'm trying to be.
Chick, did you ever have the 7-Up can with the flicker light bulb on top?
I did not, but I was aware of it. And
yeah.
I think I always.
I am not. What
I coveted
talking?
A friend of mine.
Oh,
I remember that. Yeah, yeah.
Back in the day.
It would like, it wasn't a, it didn't stay on. It just was
no,
like
just
a, almost like a Christmas light.
Yeah.
It would flicker.
What?
And it was built into a 7-Up can.
Sure. Yeah. You're not white trash enough. You wouldn't know.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Did you ever take a bottle of Chianti and put a couple of candles in it and let it melt on it?
I'm not a big candle person. You know, it's the number one cause of house fires. You know
you don't
that,
like candles?
Oh.
I have candles delivered.
Oh, well, obviously we have them at the house.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I'm very cautious with them.
Well,
Are they real ones or the remote control kind?
They're real.
Oh. Oh, you don't like them.
Have you seen the thing on the internet?
I got in trouble the other day because I lit it wrong.
The guy rubs a battery.
Wait,
you light a candle wrong.
Would you light it from both ends?
How do you light a candle?
Wait a minute. Okay. Wait, hold it. Things are rapidly falling
apart. Would you light it with a burning tree?
At the Griswold house.
Okay, so I forget what had stunk up the house, but something had. So I lit it. Oh, I know. Yeah, there was an incident in which I had to bleach part of the floor. Long story. And
got your bleach out.
I wanted to get rid of the bleach smell, so sure. I lit this candle. Imagine a candle the size of a flower pot with four wicks in it.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, mm-hmm. Sure.
You have to light all four, I found out.
Oh, yes, you do. You got to burn it evenly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you mean? What did you do? Just... Light one wick?
I lit three of them. One of them was all buried. So I eventually, about a half hour later, I went over and I dug the one out with a knife and I lit it so all four were going.
Yeah.
And then later on, when the smell had gone away, I blew the candle out and was informed you can't blow the candles out until the wax is all even on top. But I was told as if I should know better and not to do it again.
All right.
Okay.
Sorry.
I bet you won't do it again.
I won't. Lesson learned.
Take it from me in these legal entanglements. That's how it starts.
Oh, boy.
Speaking of candles, right behind me I have...
A mandel?
We had a news story about this. And so I purchased one. I am not making this up. This is... What's the name of the company? Goop?
Goop. Yeah, Gwyneth Paltrow.
Paltrow has manufactured a candle. I am reading this exactly as printed on the...
It doesn't really smell like that.
It's a very pleasant aroma. The name of this candle is This Smells Like My Vagina.
Or maybe it does. Maybe she has a very pleasant odor.
I could be. Doubt it.
Oh, man.
Someone needs to be out there.
Wow. It smells like the L.A. Lakers.
I don't think that.
Smells like Chris Martin.
Yeah, it might smell like Gold.
Are they still together?
No, she's
remarried to Bruce Falchuk. Is that his name?
What, is
Felcher. Bruce Felcher.
It's pronounced Felcher.
Bruce Felcher, yeah.
I don't know what his last name is.
So on the internet, you take a battery, like a regular battery, and rub the plus end on your snapping finger, like your middle finger.
Okay, yeah.
You rub it on your middle finger and then snap your fingers over a wick of a candle and the wick lights. I'm telling you, I looked at it and
Do we have a battery?
There's no way this is fake. I don't know what makes it happen.
I have a battery. It'll take me a while to
But
find
I've
it.
Never been able to snap my fingers correctly.
We have a candle and we have a battery. Hey, speaking of snapping fingers, Pat Godwin, the guitar.
Uh-huh. Oh, here we go.
Have a little something, a little snappy there. Maybe some one of your Sinatra tributes.
Bouncy C, something, huh?
I know you got a.
I'm out of sorts, though. I don't like being over here. Here I am talking when you guys are on the air. It's just I feel so bad. I want this to be over as soon as possible. I long for the old days.
Quit whining.
Once a time. What?
Well, no, I think Pat's upset. I think Pat's upset because he used to be in this room, but in order to have the proper distance,
right?
Sure.
I think Pat was close to me, and we all know what a you can only imagine.
His hygiene's questionable.
Yes, you can always imagine the deadly spirochetes circulating
himself. No, I don't think
in
so.
And on and around him. So we've placed him in what we call the Nuremberg room, or now it's been renamed the hockey penalty box.
Mm-hmm.
So because originally we were all in the same room. Now we've got Christy over there and Pat. They're both behind glass.
Oh, we were so close to starting that song, weren't we?
So we can keep our social distance. Go ahead.
It's Pat's fault because he messed up the first line.
That's absolutely true. I tried to disguise it, but I was not successful. Once upon a time before Corona, we were together side by side. Now we are boxed and separated, Clorox Purelled and sanitized. Those were the days, my friend. We all worked hand in hand. We didn't worry about germs and grease and grime. Josh would loudly sneeze. It was just allergies. But Tom would always freak out each and every time. Now we wash our hands all day and stay 6 feet away. How we've changed. Tom's always been this way. Everyone, la 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 those were the days.
Nice tribute.
All right.
Beauty.
Okay, now hang on a second. It's quiz time.
Okay.
Ace Cosby.
Yes.
Do you remember the original version of that song?
Yes.
I'll give you a hint. It was done by a protege, I believe, of Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
Do you remember the woman's name? Okay. Christy? Josh, I don't expect you to
I
know
always
this.
Get this confused with, is that all there is? By
Peggy Lee. I do not remember her name.
I'm going to check. I think it's Mary Hopkin singular.
Oh, I think you're right. That sounds right.
I don't think it's Hopkins, but I think it's...
Those were the days.
Mary Hopkin.
You're right. I remember now.
Perhaps her only hit.
Yeah, the original really stunk, right? I thought. It was kind of laid there.
She always... It sounded to me when I first heard that song like it was some classic old folk
it
song.
Does. It does. It sounds way older than
I don't. I don't know if... I don't
I really
know if it
enjoyed
was
it back in the day.
Is it a German tune?
It sounds like a German tune,
yes,
doesn't it?
I don't know. I'm not sure. But anyway, thank you, Pat. That's so true. We are all keeping our distance and washing our hands.
We should do German songs from the Nuremberg group. That only would make sense.
Oh.
Are there any other German recording artists?
Kraftwerk.
Oh, I think
sure,
Ace with the slow pitch. Of course, there's
Dr. Dre.
Bert Kampfert.
Dr. Dre credits.
Mr. Hitmaker?
Woohoo!
Dr. Dre credits Kraftwerk with a lot of his beats and rhythms. Sorry about that.
I think, because Ace set one up, rather than let me hit the tee ball out of the park, you rain out the game.
I'm trying to do something else. Let's do something else.
Everyone loves this music.
I was thinking Scorpions.
Everyone loves this.
Scorpions, yeah.
You should see the emails we get.
Das Scorpions.
Look, I'm the biggest champion of Camper there is.
Four out of five people love this.
But I know that most
boy, the one, boy, the ones that don't. Truly hate it.
Camford, yeah. Aren't they Camford campers? I don't know. What would they be called?
The Camforders?
The Camforders?
Yeah.
Oh, the fans like the...
Yeah.
Sort of like...
Deadheads or...
Yeah.
All right. The parrot heads?
Or...
The Camforders.
yeah.
Are we really talking about
Oh, sorry.
Wait a minute. I think John Kay's German, isn't he?
Yes, of German heritage. Yeah.
It's
his
so name
aggressive.
Is John K. Nuremberg, I think. His last name is Nuremberg.
That's close. Where were we? I know we were going to visit the sports desk.
Japanese professional baseball and soccer seasons will be further delayed as the country grapples with the outbreak of the virus. Japanese professional baseball had wanted to open the season on April 24 after previously pushing it back from March 20. A meeting of a joint NPB and J-League coronavirus task force, Japanese baseball commissioner Atsushi Saito.
Okay.
Says there's no option but to postpone opening day.
That means, in American, that means when I see sushi, I eat it.
At Sushi Saito, on site.
That's one thing I'm missing.
Major League Soccer. I'm sure they're doing takeout.
Is anybody doing takeout sushi?
Yes.
Yes.
In fact, Oscar and I just had that conversation. One of my favorite places. The lady even uses Venmo, so I don't even have to... No credit cards, nothing. She brings it to the car. It's awesome.
We'll have this private closed circuit conversation.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure our favorite sushi place. Yeah, you just drive up and they run it out.
Oh. Yeah.
It's because it said on the internet that they were closed.
My favorite Chinese place is closed and I can't stand it. It's got to open back up. It just has to.
Okay. Well,
the latest effects on the virus on Major League Soccer extended their training moratorium through April 24th.
And tens of people noticed.
The Atlanta Braves are doing
Well, you think soccer would be the safest because you can't touch the ball with your hands.
True.
Nobody sneezes into their foot.
Trying to.
Well, I suppose probably someone that can do it.
How about those people that can write with their feet? Man, that's something.
Isn't that wild?
Right now, I want to go back over to the sports
Christy
page.
Christy appreciates that.
to find out.
She's loving it.
You think you could write with your foot?
Hell no.
No.
Of course not.
There was a renowned stripper in the St. Louis, in the East St. Louis area.
All right.
I never saw her, but she apparently could sit there and she would pull out a cigarette with her foot.
All right.
Put it in her mouth and light it.
With her foot?
With her foot.
Lefty
LaRue. Strike a match or a lighter.
And my buddy said he went and watched her and she put her feet in his lap. And in 2 seconds, his belt was unbuckled.
Whoa! Well, now that is something.
What
That's
a show.
A talent.
That is a show.
That is a show. She should go to Vegas.
Yes.
Man.
Would she be clothed during this exercise?
No.
But she had all her limbs otherwise,
yes,
right?
Yes. Okay. Didn't need to do this. Yeah.
See, most often people get their arms cut off after a lie.
Is their last
feet.
Name by chance Canyon?
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in an oil-rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.